Hi everyone, it's Doug Mayhew, and I'm here today with Aaron Heckman, one of the software engineers at TenGen, one of the MongoDB guys. And Aaron, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do at TenGen?
Sure, Doug. I'm an engineer at TenGen. I work primarily on supporting an ODM for Node.js called Mongoose. It's pretty much helper tools for using MongoDB and in the Node.js environment.
Cool. And you're here for Mongo Seattle. Tomorrow's the conference. You'll be speaking there. I'm going to be speaking there. And one of the things that's going on there, I'll be working with your colleague Sridhar to talk about MongoDB on Azure, something in our world we've been talking about a lot. And I understand this week you, for the first time, took a look at how MongoDB works on Azure.
That's right. I did. And so, you know, I set out to just kind of get my hands dirty with Azure and see, you know, what this thing can do for app developers like myself. And I thought it'd be fun to try to get a Node MongoDB you know, demo app running on there. You know, really I started with just kind of an idea of what would be fun to try to do. Node has this concept of streaming, where you can stream HTTP requests into child processes and responses, and it's actually a very powerful concept in Node. And you know, I kind of wanted to see, does Azure play well with this? Is this, you know, kind of what the sort of environment that I'm used to working in? And it turned out to be actually a lot of fun.
And so, so this little demo app you've put together that you're going to take us through and show us how it works. You used Mongoose for it?
Actually, never. I backed off of Mongoose. I started with that and then pivoted and didn't end up using.
Okay, so it's just a simple Node app. I want you to describe kind of what it does in general.
Sure. So the idea was you can visit this web app, upload an image, and we don't want to buffer the image in memory. We want to just stream it. And MongoDB has built in this concept for you can store files in arbitrary files called grid. It's called GridFS, and so we want to upload files straight from, you know, your computer and stream them into GridFS, which will then store the files like a normal file system. But then not only store the files, we want to display those images later. So, you know, we can stream them back out, but we want to have a little more fun. I wanted to have a little more fun. So what we did was ask for that image from MongoDB and then plug that stream from Mongo straight into a child process that's running Graphics Magic, an open source image manipulation library. And so then after we process the image based on whatever we want to plug into there, then we want to just pass the response straight back to you, the user. So the idea is that we're not going to buffer these images in memory at all. We're going to upload them without buffering, and we're going to return them, process them without buffering, and then, you know, view them. So hopefully it's efficient.
Okay, well, why don't we dig into it, and you can show us how this works.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so here's our demo app. We have a few dependencies here. This is our package.json file. So if you wanted to set up an app like this yourself, you know, just create a package.json and you just declare your dependencies in here. In this app, we're going to use Express, which is a really nice application library for Node. We're going to use the Jade template engine. We're going to use Mongoose. I said we're not, but we actually do use it. All I ended up using it for was connecting, and after that, we're using a couple other libs. One, this guy here, Connect Multipart, is used to process our file uploads and then stream them into MongoDB. And we're going to use another lib, GridFS Stream, to stream back out. It's just a little easier to use that guy. And then GM is our Graphics Magic library. These are all open source. NPM install them and, you know, play around and have a good time.
Cool. And there's drivers that you guys at TenGen maintain for a whole bunch of different languages. So in this case, the MongoDB driver is just part of Mongoose, right?
That's correct, yes. In fact, yeah, so both Mongoose and the Node.js driver are officially supported by TenGen.
Yeah, okay.
So let's take a little peek at the app that actually runs. And so, you know, here we're using Mongoose, and we set up a connection string just based on whether or not we want to use a replica set. So, yep, we just connect using Mongoose, create connection, and handle any errors. And once the connection is open, we and most of the application actually lives on this in this line. We're going to require our app, which means it's going to create the Express web server and set up all of our routes, our static files, you know, all of this stuff happens on this line. And then we listen on port 3000. That's how we start a Node.js app.
Yep. Looks simple.
Well, looks can be deceiving.
A lot of magic behind the scenes here.
Yeah, there's a lot in this line, but that's okay. I mean, those are details that, you know, every app has these sort of details. So would you like to just take a look at the example?
Yeah. And this graphics magic, for those who aren't familiar with it, this is an open source library with a bunch of the cool tricks you can do in photo editing software available as API calls for developers, right? That's the basic idea?
Yeah, I mean, right. It's you can install it on Linux or Mac or whatever, and I think Windows as well. But yeah, it's basically a binary, and you just give it a like a file name and a bunch of command line parameters. And there's a whole suite of tools for manipulating animated GIFs, normal images, converting file types. All, you know, there's a lot of stuff in there. So this graphics magic lib that we're using is pretty much just a command line wrapper, but it'll let us more easily pass streams around, because that's what we want to do. We want to stream uploads. We want to stream files in and out and through graphics magic. So that's why we're going to use GM.
Well, let's see it work.
Okay. So in this example, let's start at the home page.
And you know, Aaron, we've left out one thing that as the Microsoft guy, I want to make sure we point out. This thing's running on Azure.
That's right.
And so something we left out is that you've deployed this to Azure. You created a Azure virtual machine to run this on?
That's right. So I started off looking at the Azure website, which is pretty slick. But then I realized I wanted to do more with installing Graphics Magic and set my own custom Linux actually install. So I did. I created an Ubuntu VM on Azure and install Node and everything else on there. So it's just kind of, you know, a natural environment for anybody who's used to using Linux. And from that point on, everything was pretty straightforward. So yeah, we're running on a Linux Ubuntu box on Azure.
And you created that, used the cross-platform command line tools, installed those in your Mac, and then spun up Ubuntu, and then you SSH into it and play around with it.
Yep.
Is that kind of the...
That's exactly it.
Great.
So the app, essentially, here's our homepage. We'll start by the first thing you'd want to do in the little demo here is choose an image to upload. So we'll go into our pictures and we'll grab this guy from MC Escher.
I love Escher.
So what we just did was upload a file, streamed it through Node straight into MongoDB GridFS. So now this image actually lives in GridFS in MongoDB.
And GridFS, you mentioned earlier, that gives you basically a file system within your Mongo document collection.
That's correct.
So the way to look at it is chunks of blobs are stored as kind of documents in the collection, essentially.
Right. Yeah, it's really just an abstraction on top of what Mongo already provides, but it's a specified API. API so that you can implement it in the different drivers, etc.
So then you can just say, give me this blob, and it handles the chunking and streaming and all the
details.
Yeah,
that kind of happens behind the scenes.
Yep.
So what we did then, after we uploaded it, we loaded this page here, and this then streams that file back out of MongoDB and shows it to us here. But it's also doing a couple, one other really important thing, in that the stream of the image stream coming out of Mongo is then piped into a child graphics magic process. And then from the graphics magic process, to the HTTP response. So what this is allowing us to do is start to mess around with our image and change change parameters of the image in kind of, you know, sort of real time here. You can bump up the contrast or lower it.
And so, each of these text box corresponds to a command line parameter Graphics Manager uses.
That's correct. So we can crank up the blur and if you want that. And, you know, this is just a very small number of things that Graphics Magic can do. But you get the idea. We're editing an image sort of in real time here. But on the server, with Graphics Magic, all streaming. So it's not buffering this image up into memory, writing it to the file system, and then having Graphics Magic process the file, write out another file that we then stream, you know, back. It's all straight. It's all plugged in straight from Mongo through Graphics Magic to the response.
And then now, so once you've created your masterpiece here, set all these settings the way you want them.
It's amazing artwork, isn't it?
Yeah. And then you, let's see, what do you do with this then when you're done? How do you save your work?
Well, so this, none of these can actually be quote-unquote saved. You know, this is just a quick demo app, but if you have something you want to share with somebody, you could hit our little Linkify button here. And so the idea is that you copy this guy and maybe send it to your friend, and then, you know, they can paste the URL, and then it'll open up and show exactly what you saw. Now your friends can see it as well.
And so when I receive that link from you, an email, and click on it, I'm then grabbing that blob off your virtual machine on Windows Azure,
right,
and it's going through Graphics Magic and doing all these things that you had done to it for me. So it's kind of like you're sending me a link to the source image plus the filtering that you defined, and I just see the end result.
Right, right.
That fast.
Yeah, essentially that is the parameters that we need to apply to the image. The image itself has actually not changed. You're just seeing the results of what Graphics Magic does to it with those parameters.
Very cool. And so now that you've been through this little exercise and kind of just checked the lay of the land with Windows Azure here, curious, the streaming, you were curious how that worked. It seems that that's working pretty well here.
Yeah, it works great. It just, actually, I'm pretty happy with Azure. I think especially how easy it is to start up, you know, VMs and get them running kind of whatever you want. That makes me very happy, because I do like to be able to put whatever I want on my box. But, you know, actually looking at the website stuff is pretty, you know, that didn't work for my example here because of the Graphics Magic thing, but the tools and the service online to see all the statistics of, you know, memory usage and all sorts of management there is pretty nice. I actually I think it's pretty easy to use.
So thanks a lot, Aaron. That was a fun little demo. That was very cool. So we have, for people who want to learn more about how to do this, how to use Node and Mongo on Windows Azure, I think if you're watching this on Channel 9, right down below down here, I think we have some links. And we have a few things on WindowsAzure.com, and then you guys also have some information you've put out there about building replica sets and stuff.
Yeah, we've got a good tutorial on setting up a replica set on Linux within Azure, which is extremely helpful.
Cool. Well, this has been great. We've got a big day tomorrow. We've got to go to MongoDB Seattle, so we better go finish our presentations and get ready. Thanks a lot, Aaron, for doing this.
You're welcome. Thanks.